And when he told me that everything that I do right now, and people pray for us and help us to get to the goals that he's required, he said, everyone that's involved will receive the same reward I planned for you, Nancy. And I remember I was standing in my backyard when he told me that, because I was getting ready to go to church. I was going to be speaking, and it was about counting the cost. And because it's a great cost, it is, but it's a worthy cause. Amen? You can't change my mind on that at all. Or my husband's. Now, if my husband was having fits, if he was needy, I mean, any of those things, I mean, he's my covering. God has blessed me in my marriage, and I love my husband. And if he said, I don't want you to do this anymore, we would have to go to our knees and talk to the Lord, and I would ask God, can I take care of my husband for a while? And I'm not putting him before you, Lord, but he needs me. I would do that. And I check in with Henry all the time. And he checks in with me. And he'll say, you know, Nancy, I don't want you to ever think for a minute that I don't miss you. Ever, for even a second. Don't ever think that. Because he said, I miss you. I miss you. And I miss him. But you know what we love more? I'm telling you, if you have a true relationship with the Lord, you don't want to miss your relationship with him. Amen? You don't want to miss that. And Henry and I are in agreement with that. Amen? Absolute agreement. Like I said, and the same for Sarah and her husband. I mean, everybody, you know, got their judgments about, you know, that Sarah gets to go all the time. Why not all these guys? Well, they can't do it. I mean, they could do it on a short term, but to go like we're going, I mean, I would feel so bad. I mean, their husbands would be freaking out, wouldn't they? It's like, who's going to make my dinner? Who's going to wash my clothes? You know, who's going to lay next to me because I'm lonely? I'm telling you, that's just the way it is. Amen? Isn't that the truth? So I am blessed that I have somebody that can go with me, that I don't have to be worried or feel guilty because I'm taking them away from their spouse. When our husbands are like, they know that we're doing the kingdom business, and they're praying for us, encouraging us, blessing. And I thank God for my Apple phone, because Henry and I can FaceTime. I mean, I got to tell you just a little side note. My birthday is June 12th. And this year, Henry came into the living room. I was sitting in the chair. And he came in and he said, you know, I've thought and thought about what I could give you for your birthday. See, I haven't been home for my birthday in Alaska a very long time. Maybe one time in 20 years. And I was home on my birthday. And the reason is because most people couldn't go travel until summer. That's when they could travel. So all my out-of-country stuff I did in the summer. And so we would leave like toward the end of May, and I wouldn't be back until September. And so anyway, I was home on my birthday. Henry comes in and he goes, I have thought about it and thought about it and thought about what I could give you for your birthday. And he says, I finally figured out what I'm going to give you for your birthday. Please don't judge my husband. He goes, I'm going to get an Apple phone. Not me, him. For my birthday, he went the day before I left, or I think I don't know where I went. I think I went over to the Kuskokwim. Anyway, the day before I left, he ran to Sedona and got an iPhone, Apple iPhone. He didn't want anything from Apple. Nothing. She didn't want anything from Apple. She didn't want anything for Apple. I mean, I used to just get bashed all the time. You know those apples? And I go, I don't have a problem with my Apple. Yeah, they're all Apple now. But the thing was, I couldn't communicate with Henry the way that I wanted to. I couldn't send him the pictures, you know, like you can do with the Apple. I mean, I couldn't FaceTime him, you know. I bought him one of those iPads so that I could do it on there. But, I mean, he'd have it put up, and it would be like I'd have to set it up, you know, a couple of days in advance, so he would be there that he could get that thing fired up if he remembered how to do it. He just is not a techie guy, by the way. Anyway, that's one thing. He just thinks it's a waste of time. And he liked the old flip phone. Everybody at the school, they just laughed at the old-time flip phone that he had. And then when he started walking around with that Apple, all the students were giving him such a bad time. What happened to your prehistoric phone? He said, I got this for my wife. I got it for her birthday. Man, what a creep. You got you a present that's like, you got her a fishing pole? He said, oh, if I got her a fishing pole, she would have been happy. Not a gun. Not a gun. I love guns, by the way, but I don't want a gun. I want a fishing pole. I want to slaughter the fish. Amen? Anyway, going back to God is my shield. You know why he's my shield? Do you know why I can count on him as my shield? Because I trust him. I trust him in my relationship with my family, my friends, everything. I am going to just move forward with what God has required of me, get it done, move on to the next one, go on to the next one, and I celebrate the souls that are changed, the evangelism that's going on, the revival that's going on in hearts, because it is revival. Amen? So let me take you now to Revelations. Flip over to Revelations real quick. Revelations 12. And yes, Revelations 12. And you know, in the Old Testament, there's always the sister scriptures in the New Testament. And in the New Testament, in Revelations 12:11, it says, and they overcame the enemy, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb. The way of the Lord is perfect. The blood of the Lamb is perfect. Amen? The second line is, they overcame Satan by the testimony of their word. What does it say in Psalms 18:30? Is the word is proven. And the testimony of our word is proven. Amen? And then the third line is, not loving life into death. And that's where you put Jesus first. He is your shield. Amen? And that's where you come to that place where to live is Christ, to die is to gain. You cannot lose. Amen? You cannot lose. If you have a place in your mind, and I realize I have an advantage because I've been to heaven, but if you have it in your mind that you cannot lose, to live is Christ, to die is to gain, if you don't have that fear, then he can use you. That's when he can be your shield and he can activate you. Because number one is the way of the Lord is perfect. Jesus Christ is perfect. Jesus Christ is transformation. And let me be clear on transformation because it's different from reformation. Transformation is I accepted Jesus Christ. And there's a transforming that's going to take place. But you don't have a clue, right? And you're going down the road, and those things in your life that you've always done are still there. And those feelings that you have, that unforgiveness that you have, is still there, okay? The roots that are so deep inside of you of hurt and rejection are still there. They are. And the Lord is constantly telling you, as you're going down that road with Jesus in your back pocket, he's saying, take the off-ramp, take the off-ramp. Take the off-ramp until you finally get it. And that's where you move in to your testimony. And that testimony is this. God is reforming me into his image. And when you read the Old Testament, some of your Bibles will talk about the Reformation. There was constant reformation with the disciples or with the Jews because they would fall short. The Hebrew children would fall short. They'd go into bondage. They'd come back 70 years, 400 years, whatever it was. Guess what? They had to be reformatted. A lot of them didn't know who God was, and they had got so far from the law, they didn't even know what the law was. And when they would come back into Judah or they'd come back into Jerusalem or whatever, they had to be reformatted. Reformation. And that's what that testimony is about, is I am being transformed now into the reformation who God wanted and intended for me to be when I was born. Amen? I have been made into his likeness and into his image, and I have to learn that reforming of kindness, compassion. Amen? Even long suffering. That's all part of it. And then the third one again, and I already gave it away, is that God cannot trust you if you don't trust him. He said, I want to be your shield. I want to protect you. You know, all these places that we've gone, all these countries, I mean, some of them they're dangerous. But God is my shield. God wouldn't send me there unless he was going to take care of me, and I have to trust him to take care of me. Amen? No matter how it works, and no matter how I get met, it may be with a stone face saying, no, you can't be here. No, we won't take you there. And we'll start to walk away, and they'll go, come back. You can do it. You can go in. Hurry, just hurry, just hurry. Do what you got to do. Hurry. And that has happened. I mean, we've had all those men show up in Greece, those soldiers, and they're black with their helmets, their visors, and their M16 behind us, you know, when we went to the Greece capital, and they kind of formed a little bit of a horseshoe around us, and it's like one of them asked me what I was doing there, and I said, I'm here to pray. He said, carry on. And they all are like that with their guns, because right across the highway is a plaza full of what was coming against them during those protests. I'll just say it that way. Anyway, they were over there, but we were not harmed. We were protected, and it was all God's timing. When we hit Spain, the same thing happened. Sarah and I got off. Did we fly into there and then take a train there, or did we fly right into Spain, the capital? Then took the train out. And when we got down to the capital, I mean, they had just settled down their protesting that was going on there. We went through this plaza, and I mean, they're in their cardboard houses and whatever. They're just all over the place. We just walked right through them and went right to the Capitol, took care of business, walked back through them again. Two women walked right back through, went to the train, and went on to wherever. What was the next place? We went to 19 countries that year in Europe. We've done just about all the countries in Europe. Anyway, then we go to the Greece airport, and they meet us at the airport, these security. We go through the doors. We just get out of the taxi. We're going through the doors, and they come over and say, you need to come with me. They take Sarah and say, you need to come with me. And, I mean, it's like we haven't even gone to whatever plane we were going to fly. How did they know what we were doing? How did they know? And they pull me over, and I mean, I'm pulling my thing and my carry-on, and he says, I need to see your passport. I pull my passport out. I give it to him. He said, I need to see, I want to see where you've been. I went, what do you mean, where I've been? Well, we've been watching you since you flew into Spain. And you've been to all these countries. I want to know what hotels you stayed in. I want to see where you've been. And it's like, I mean, he didn't even open up my passport and look at it. He already knew who I was. And he knew when I first came into Europe in Spain. And he knew that we'd been to this place and that place and crossing over. And he said, I want to know what you're doing. I want to know why you're here. And I want to know why you're going to Israel. Because that was the next place we were going, flying into Israel. And I went, I'm going there to pray. I said, look, I know this sounds weird and it probably is confusing to you, but I said, I live in Alaska. I live out in the sticks. And God came to me and he asked me to go to all these countries and go to their capitals and pray. And I said, we'll be explaining it tomorrow at the 8:30 meeting, exactly what we do when we go. If you want to come and listen to it at 8:30 in the morning, we're going to share it. But anyway, Sarah and I will do it together. But anyway, I said, this is what God has asked me to do. And I said, that's why I'm here. And then tears just kind of went down his face. And he goes, I'm sorry for delaying you. He said, I just had to make sure that you weren't part of the boat people. I said, the boat people? And he said, yes, there are people from all over the world that tried to go on a boat and go into Israel to protest what Israel was doing to the Gaza Strip and to the West Bank. And he said, we just we're making sure that you're not a part of that. I said, I am not a part of that. I love Israel. I love Israel. I'm going to the capital to pray. And tears, he just said, thank you, thank you. And I was wondering what she was telling him. Anyway, we just got rushed right through to the front of the line and through, we were through customs and everything, like pronto. Amen? Amen? It was awesome. He was my shield, you guys. He was my shield because I trust him. If he wanted me to go to Israel, he'll make a way. And that's exactly what he did. Right, Sarah? Is there anything else about that you want to say?
I was just trying to have a list, but I can't remember where we
went. It's like we went to like 14 countries or 19. One we went to 14, the other one went to 19 or whatever. But anyway, praise God. God is in control, right? So what is that last one? It's called activation. If you trust the Lord, you're not worried about dying, to live as Christ, to die as the gain. Lord, I will be trustworthy. I will not hide in the trenches. I will be on the front line. I'll do whatever you ask because you go before me. And listen, if you die, I'm telling you, the best is waiting for you. Don't worry about it. Amen? Don't be intimidated. Don't let the enemy intimidate you. He is a liar and a deceiver. Don't let him get in your bubble. Don't let there be a gap. Amen? Say, there's no gap in me. Amen? Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, tomorrow, I think I'm going to wait and share some more tomorrow. But has God ever made a covenant with you? He made a covenant with me. And he asked me to do this. Now, what am I getting out of this? The joy of the Lord. And he's my strength. Amen? But then the other thing is seeing lives changed. Seeing hearts. I mean, I had a, you know, when I first gave this message in 2016, that's when it started. And I remember that every meeting that I did, there was always somebody that came up to me and go, see that? This is my Bible. Okay, I thought he was going to hit me with it the first time it happened. He goes, it comes in with me when I come to church. I set it down in the pew next to me, and I pick it up, and I go out the door. I go, okay. And he goes, and little girl, you've convicted me. I'm going to go home and start reading this thing. It's like I'm ashamed. And some of that was here in this state. That happened in churches in this state, over in Ohio. This was in South Carolina and Georgia. That happened over and over. I did 50 churches just in January and February. 50 churches, bam, 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 bam. And I gave the same message over and over again. And one of the first questions I asked was, when was the last time you led somebody to the Lord? And nobody could raise their hand. Once in a while, the pastor could. You know, we depend on the pastor to do all the work. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, it was like, how about in the last 5 days? How about the last month? How about the last year? How about the last 5 years? Nobody could raise their hand. I said, I rest my case. What is the church doing in these walls where it's so light when he's given us so much that we can go out there and do so much? Amen? And we got to build up the storehouse. And we got to build up the storehouse with confident warriors, full of boldness and courage, in Jesus' name. So, Father, I'm going to close here, and I hope I haven't wore their ears out. But, Lord, I just ask in Jesus' name, I ask that you would just stir up the ministry of evangelism in each one of us. That, Lord, there are so many areas, and I'll share tomorrow night, but there's so many areas that we can do evangelism to bring you glory. And I just ask that, Lord, to have that evangelism in us, we need to have the boldness and the courage. And so, Lord, I just ask that, Lord, that you would just pour down in this room holy boldness. That anyone in this room that wants holy boldness will begin to reach up with their right hand Because, Lord, you want to touch our right hand. And, Lord, that right now that you would just pour down. You said, ask for it. Ask for that holy boldness. Ask for that holy boldness, that courage. And, Lord, I just ask that it would just encourage all of us. Because just like Joshua, you said, be courageous. Be courageous. Father, let us be courageous. Let us not worry about our pride, about being embarrassed that we would not say the right thing. Otherwise, Lord, you'll be embarrassed about us. But that, Lord, we would be so encouraged right now to receive. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. Father, in Jesus' name, as I go around and touch their right hands, Lord, activate that holy boldness. Father God, it's right there in the nature, that image that you give us through Jesus Christ, and that is wisdom, knowledge, understanding, spirit of counsel. Father God, it's boldness. Courage, Lord God, and it's the Spirit of the Lord within us, and it's the Spirit of the Lord that we walk in the fear of God, that we humble ourselves and adore you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. So right now, Father God, as I slap their hand, Father, let it be like electricity. For God, that measure of evangelism, that measure of courage in Jesus' name. Courage in Jesus' name. Courage in Jesus' name. Amen. Courage, more courage, more courage. And I know you got it, sweetheart. In Jesus' name, courage, holy boldness, courage, holy boldness, courage, holy boldness, courage, holy boldness, courage, holy boldness. Yes, sweetheart, more holy boldness in Jesus' name. Courage and holy boldness in Jesus' name. Holy boldness in Jesus' name. Holy boldness in Jesus' name. Yes, more than you can even imagine. They can handle it, Lord. Holy boldness, more courage. Sweetheart, just take them. Take them, the Lord says. Holy boldness and courage in Jesus' name. Holy boldness and holy boldness in Jesus' name. In that field of work, Lord God, give her a platform. Give her a platform that's acceptable in Jesus' name. Holy boldness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Even more, even more. You give all of them that you come in contact with, you've given me. You're dear to me. God bless her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, bless him, bless him in Jesus' name. Amen. Holy boldness. Hi, sweetheart. Holy boldness. Hi. Holy boldness in Jesus' name. Good to see you. Father, in Jesus' name, holy boldness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Holy boldness in Jesus' name. Holy boldness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, holy boldness. More, more. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Holy boldness in Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, holy boldness in Jesus' name. I hope you feel that in your hands all night long in Jesus' name. Holy boldness, more holy boldness, amen. Amen. You're a good woman, by the way. Did you know that? A good woman. And God says, you're dividing something. You are dividing something. Something's happening in your spirit, and I see it. In Jesus' name, the best is yet to come, daughter. Oh, in Jesus' name. Holy boldness in Jesus' name. Bless you. Amen. How's my little pastor doing? Holy boldness, more than you could even imagine. Pressed down, overflowing. Holy boldness in Jesus' name. Are you ready? Amen. Holy boldness in Jesus' name. Holy boldness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You ready? Take a breath. Amen. Because it's not only going to give you holy boldness, but he's promising he's going to revitalize your bones in Jesus' name. All your organs in Jesus' name and the mind of Christ in Jesus' name. Holy boldness in Jesus' name. Same for you, sis. Same for you. More and more and more strength, Father God. Lord, everything that she has downloaded in her mind and in her heart, bring it to her remembrance in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Holy boldness. Amen. And I love you. I love you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 God, so this is just what you needed. It's the right time. Amen. Holy boldness in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I I'm seeing like a curtain every time I look at you, like a veil being ripped. And it's about, I mean, you have a lot of revelation. You have had tremendous favor from God. And God says, you think you have favor now. Watch and see. Just close your eyes and just imagine that veil just being torn in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen? Your mom said to tell you she loves you. She's proud of you. Amen? Holy boldness, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Did I pray for you already? Okay. Is that everybody? Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Will you do that song for me?